This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The 2008 Farm Law also initiated a new form of revenue support known as the Average Crop Revenue Election, as well as a permanent disaster program known as SURE. The primary witness was Bruce Nelson, who was recently appointed to serve as Farm Service Agency Administrator. He was accompanied by Juan Garcia, FSA's Acting Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs, who most recently served as State Executive Director in Texas. There was an excellent attendance by subcommittee members. As expected, members asked numerous questions about the impact of eliminating direct payments, as well as how to improve SURE, and about programs USDA representatives considered to be a top priority. Nelson did not respond directly to the latter question, but he did reveal that USDA has analysis which might guide members in future deliberations.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
He also announced that beginning with sign-up for the 2012 crop programs, the agency will eliminate the separate document growers currently are required to send to the IRS, granting the agency permission to share information with USDA. That document will be incorporated into the USDA sign-up process. Garcia did not respond directly to a question by the chairman asking how many growers have been flagged by the IRS review.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Nelson advised that a number of FSA employees have accepted early retirement offered in anticipation of the agency experiencing significant budget cuts in fiscal year 2012. Garcia briefly described a project that will allow growers to file applications and supply acreage data once, either in an FSA office or to a crop insurance agent. The information will be entered into a record which is secured and can be used by FSA and the risk management agency, eliminating the need for growers to provide the same data multiple times. A pilot program is scheduled to be conducted in Kansas this fall.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
He said the financial community is going to be unwilling to lend funds to individuals with AGIs that can't service the level of debt necessary to purchase and maintain new equipment and finance operations. He specifically referenced the cost of new cotton pickers, which can range from $600,000 to $750,000, as an example of the financial resources required to operate a modern farming operation, and concluded by saying a $250,000 limit on AGI is simply unworkable in these times.